My name is Anaku Fiasehine. I'm an artist. I'm a creative person. I work as a creative director for a company called NKACC. Basically, NKACC is a boutique agency in Accra, and we love creating or making ideas happen. Today I'm going to talk to you about creating content people love. First thing I want to say, this image. I don't know how many people recognize anything on the screen. Now that's content. I don't know if you understand what I mean. That used to be content. I mean, I grew up, it's not like I'm 70, no. I grew up playing with these things, those handheld consoles you take to school, you put in your bag, because your teacher is not supposed to see it. That was content when we were growing up. The Tetris, all those games. I don't know, does anybody remember any other games you used to play? PlayStation 1. He's a young guy, he remembers PlayStation 1 when I was growing. Atari and all those things. You go to your friend's house just to go and play Atari. That was content. That's what we were used to. Because when you're growing up, and guess what? There was only one in Ghana. I'm speaking for Ghana. There was only one TV station. Who remembers? Exactly. The station of the nation. And you didn't have a choice because the station would start transmission at 8 a.m. and close at 10 a.m. if it's a weekend. And then they'll come back at 4 p.m. and then close at 12. And that's what content was. You either have to listen to the radio, listen to KKD and Tommy Allen Forsen, or you had to watch GTV. There was nothing like the internet. There was nothing like, or then you can go and borrow a VHS tape from your friend and go and watch a movie in a friend's house because one person has the tape, the other person has the VCR. Video deck, as we used to call it. So when we're going, that was content. I mean, that's what we knew as content. Okay, so how many people remember this? Now that's content we loved, right? I mean, we loved it whether we had a choice or not, because at 10 a.m. this was going to come on and there was nothing else to watch, right? So this was content. And for me, that's one of the first times I saw lip syncing. You knew they were speaking a different language, but their lips were moving differently, and you could tell that's not what they were saying, but you were was it even in English? No, it was in Chinese. Yeah, and we loved it. We didn't understand. And you go to school and your friend would say, okay, I didn't have light, thanks to ECG, so can you tell me what happened? And then you tell the person the whole story, and he did this and he did that and he said this and he said that. And trust me, we didn't understand, but we loved the content anyway. Okay, one more image. Charlie, this is your slide thing. So I'm looking like I don't know technology, Charlie. What am I supposed to point it?
Press the L.
L. Ah! Okay. So at 6:30, if you haven't taken your bath, trust me, you're missing this. It was on GTV Sundays. How many of you remember it? You remember the song? Yes. Yeah, yeah, the lyrics I don't know, so I won't sing along. But yeah, that was Captain Planet, and we all loved it. Okay, it had its positive sides. We learned a thing or two from it, we sang the song, etc. But to us, growing up, that was content. There were a few other things that came up later on. Then along the line, other TV stations came up, etc., etc. Okay, so basically, that was traditional media. Traditional media, talking about radio, television, outdoor, and print. So newspapers. So those times, you're either watching TV, you're either listening to radio, and it was just one radio station, GBC FM. Yeah, and then there was there's print. You had the weekend newspaper, you had New Times, Graphic, and obviously, at that age, we didn't want to read, we just wanted to look at pictures. So I'll flip to the comic side and read a comic for the week, and then that was it. Okay, that's how growing up for most of us was. Then all of a sudden there was this thing called social media: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, etc. And it sort of like opened the our eyes. It opened Pandora's box. It was massive. You know, all of a sudden, you needed to have a Facebook page, a Twitter account. And for once, you didn't have to go to a big advertising agency, buy billboard space on a highway before you could advertise or tell the world what you had. For once, you could on your own social media page tell the world whatever you wanted to tell them, right? Yeah. Now the thing is, content for me, I think content is king, because if you have the medium, then whatever thing you put out there, the world is gonna see. So you should understand that whatever you put out there is what you are, or that's what you're telling the world. So you put out bad content, and your brand is ruined, or personally you are ruined. I mean, if you know what's been happening the past 1 week. Yeah. So, yeah, everyone can create content. I mean, everyone can. We all create content. In the morning, you wake up, you take a shower, you dress up, and you create content. You take like a million selfies, ladies. Some guys also take selfies before they go out. I mean, that is all content. I mean, those are the basis of content. Images, sound, all those things. I mean, we're talking about music, film. Now there's music, there's film, there's blogs, photos, GIF animations, makeup tutorials, hello. Unboxing videos. I mean, people buy a gadget and they'll put a camera and they'll open the box and tell you what's in the box. And now that is content, because I go online and I watch lots of unboxing videos, right? You do too. For things you love, yes. There's product reviews, there's music charts, music video charts, all of that. Memes. We all have like a million memes on our phone waiting for Arsenal to lose, and we send a meme to our Arsenal fans and troll them. We all do that. Mashups. I mean, people are putting together music. I know artists who have been discovered just because of their mashups. Aduma, if you know who Aduma is, and a few other artists like that. Now, that's the thing. Content is not everywhere. Okay? So then we are all in the position. We are all content creators now. We're in the position to create whatever content and put out there. Now, will people love it? That's what you ask yourself. I mean, people put up photos and they have 10 likes on Instagram and you delete the photo and go to their go through their analytics in their brain. So why didn't people like it? And this, no, my makeup was too. No, no, no. And then they changed their makeup, put it back together and posted it again at 25. No, but the one before that I had 125. No, let's go back. Pull down the picture and do it. The guys also do that. Ladies, please, the guys do that. They pretend they don't, but they do. Anyway, so will people love the content you put out there? How many likes do you get? I mean, that's why people will spend money to get attention on social media. They want to increase their likes. Some people have 20 million followers, and when the social network does a reshuffle, they come back to 200,000. They bought likes. Comments. People want people to comment on their pages. People want people to share. And with sharing comes things becoming viral, positively and negatively. I'm just going to tell you what I think, what I feel, okay? And based on things I have done, things based on things I've seen some of my other creatives do, based on things I've seen other brands do, and what I deduce from all of this. So the first thing I'll say is I think content has to be, for people to love content, it has to be simple. How many of you agree with that? Simple, because now people don't have time to decipher so much. The less text, the better, if possible. You need to keep it very, very simple. There's this phrase, KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple. Yes, just keep it simple and people will love it. I just wanted to show you something. Please go back for me. Yeah, this. Oh, I wish you could see as clear as I see on the screen. Can you see it? Okay, can someone tell me about this ad? Have you seen this ad before? Okay. How many of you understand it? How many of you understand it? Oh, the sinking in? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I saw this I think a week ago, someone sent it to me and I was laughing. And I was just thinking about it. It's so simple, but there's so much depth to it. I mean, you can write like 30 movies out of this. What happened after this happened? What happened before? Why did the the person do this. But the analogy I get out of this is, if you had used it, you wouldn't give birth to that kid who took that marker and scribbled in your car. I mean, when I look at it, I see a leather dashboard, like for a Mercedes or something, you know, and I just imagine how the father would be feeling. But that's it. It's simple. It's straight to the point. It's in your face. The brand name there, Durex. How many of you know what Durex is? How many of you don't know what Durex is? Okay. Okay. Pardon? The next speaker will tell you. Okay. So yeah, I think it has to be simple and straightforward. If you keep your content simple, people will love it. Because the thing is, you don't take too much time away from them. They just love it. Right? Okay, number two. So I was trying to play with the way. I said hop on the trend mill. Now, things trend a lot nowadays. Okay, the hashtag sign used to be on our keyboards. We didn't know what it's for. But all of a sudden, it's like a thing. You put a hashtag before a set of words, put them together, and that's, you're creating a trend, and people are talking about it. I believe that if you want to create content that people will love, maybe it's a bit selfish to say, I mean, like, if something is trending now, say the ladder challenge was trending like 3 years, was it 3 years or 3 weeks ago? It looks like it was so long ago. But that's the thing. That's how fast things pass. Now, if something is trending, you might as well just jump on board and create some content to leverage it. I mean, I've seen brands do it, but that's, you need to be responsible for it. You don't need to do anything that's irresponsible when you're hopping on a treadmill, if you get what I mean. I mean, you don't have to share something that's, let's say, negative. I mean, that's just me saying, don't jump on a negative train and give it a positive spin. I mean, there was the ice bucket challenge some time ago, and that was all on social media. That wasn't on television. That wasn't on the radio. No. It was just on social media, okay? And it was all over the world. And that's something that's been used for something very, very positive. I mean, obviously, there were funny ones, because now nothing is serious anymore. Everything has a funny spin, so yeah. But yeah, it was used for a lot of positive things. Okay, I mean, the last two there, the acid challenge and one corner challenge, I don't know about that. But yeah. I mean, maybe somebody can just hop on that and do a post. Those of you don't know about it, just try the hashtag. I mean, you might point it, but hey. And that's the thing. And people are hopping on trend mills and creating a lot of good content to benefit their brands. I have an example. Why so much beef when blah, blah, blah has all this amount of sumptuous chicken or something? Now, so when you all heard about the SAC manifest beef. Yeah, and they were going back and forth, and who's this, and who's the best, and all of that. So a brand just decided, okay, we sell chicken. And everybody's talking about beef. I don't know who wrote that copy. Anyway. Okay, there they go, taking the credit. See, I didn't name any brand on my slide. It's not me, it's them. So, and I saw that, and I was like, that's very, very impressive, because then that's something that was trending. Be it positive or negative, because then whichever divide you are, you think it's positive or negative. But then the copy was just brilliant. Why worry about so much beef when there's so much chicken at the said brand's location? Okay, and I think that was awesome. And that's an example of hopping on the treadmill, because then if something is trending and you think you can spin it for your brand, why not? Go ahead. I mean, and this can be copied for a video. So if they had made a video out of this, it could have been an animation with the two people rapping and fighting. All of a sudden, somebody brings chicken and they stop. And they dive into the chicken. You know, and I'm just giving you possibilities. I mean, there's so many possibilities. It could have been a GIF, it could have been a meme, it could have been a whole story, a comic. Funny enough, everybody has forgotten about comics. But the thing is, in this social media era, comics can also be good content, you know? Third thing I want to talk about is content with identity. And for me, that's what's on my heart. Because I believe that as Africans, or let's start with Ghanaians. As Ghanaians, we've lost a lot of identity. Are we in an identity crisis? No, we're not. But we're finding ourselves. It's like we took our identity, threw it into the sea, and now we have to take a boat and go deep and go and find it. It's our own fault. But we have to do it because Because that's what will make people love our content. And if you look all over the world, I mean, African content is in demand right now. A lie?
True.
That's like a line from a Hip Life song. Okay. So, now, High Life, Hip Life, Afrobeat. You all know this progression. It used to be High Life, smooth, silky guitar, renditions of nice songs in Twi, in Ghana, in our local languages. And that's what our parents grew up to. And they loved it. When Ghana had its independence, High Life was all over the place. Then, in the 90s, there was Hip Life. You all remember Hip Life. Is Hip Life dead? Is it? Okay, so, pardon? It's dying. Well, so that was Hip Life. And for what I remember, Hip Life is when we took foreign beats or a certain foreign element of music from hip-hop and we picked from our culture and what we had here and fused it together, right? That's what Hip Life was. So you could have like a very thumping DMX-like instrumental, and you could have somebody rapping in Twi with the same energy over it. That was Hip Life. Or you could have somebody playing a very silky, an extract from a vintage song and sing Twi over it, and somebody comes in to rap in English. That was Hip Life. For me, I think that's the purest form of Hip Life, because that's when we had our Eureka moment and we said, let's just do this and it will work. And it worked at that time. Then I think after a while, we got into this state where we were confused, honestly, where music in Ghana got very, very some way. I don't know how you say some way in English, but you know what I mean. It got very distant. You know what I mean? Yeah, so at that point, we didn't have an identity. And funny enough, our neighbors came and, you know, I mean, kudos to them. But yeah, that's the thing. As Ghanaians, we lost our identity. So music influences from other parts of the world came to influence us. Okay, and we are still there in a way. Then after that, I think there was the Azonto dance. Now, Azonto is content. I mean, Azonto is content. If there's any kind of content that took over the world, it's what? It was a dance form that we named. I don't know what the name even meant. And it was so infectious. And if you were black and the music, the beat drops, there's something about Azonto. And there were like a million videos. And you dance instructors from Denmark were teaching Azonto. Kids on the streets were doing Azonto videos, and they were putting on Facebook, and we were liking, we're sharing, and it became a global thing. Now that's content. Now the thing about that content is it had an identity. It wasn't breakdance. It wasn't salsa. It wasn't waltz. It was our content. The world hadn't seen it, so they shared it. And that's what I mean by content with identity. Now, then came Afrobeat. So Afrobeat also sort of like span off the whole Azonto craze, and now it's a big thing. Very, very big thing. Producers like Killbeat are one of the best producers in the world. How many of you have seen this video? Okay. So it's by a group called Talking Drums. Let's play in the background. A group called Talking Drums, Abeku. And how many of you know Kweku T? Okay. Oh, wait, I want you to see Kweku T's face. Wait, sure. Wait. I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, Kweku, hurry up. And the video was shot by Panji. How many of you know Panji? Yeah, okay. I want you to see Kweku T's face. So when you see him, you can laugh at him. No problem. That's him. We could see. So, Talking Drums, I think that was like back in like 92, 93. I think so. And they picked what we had. The drums and all of that. And their accent was not... I mean, at that age, some of us, we couldn't even understand. They were slanging and slurring. We didn't know, but we identified with it because, yo, that's our peeps, you know? Apparently, I even heard they were on 106 and Park those times. You know, it was big, and that was our people. They were in Fugu, and they did soundtracks to movies, and I was like, wow, and we all identified with it. This was even before the Reggie. We won't come to Reggie now. Let's talk about Talking Drums. Now, that's content. That's people who picked what we have and picked what's out there, put it together, and they were a hit. Okay, so as people who are in the position to create content, what content are we going to create? If you're a makeup artist and your looks are always things that are mimicking things from 2019 winter collection from Runways of Paris. Winter, you know, it doesn't work. Meanwhile, we have so much here that you can actually pick on and build. And I believe content with identity is the way forward, because now the world wants it. Now, these two images. So the one on top is of Mr. Easy, who's become, I won't say overnight success, but I mean, wow. I remember sitting down with Mr. Easy, playing the guitar. That was like 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago. Now he's on Apple Next. And that's brilliant. Honestly, that's brilliant. For somebody who is Nigerian and has a lot of his musical influence from Ghana, trust me, we are all proud of him, are we not?
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's doing something right. What's he doing right? I mean, forget about it's not just about the hat he puts on his neck. No, it's more than that. It's the identity in the music. He's not trying hard to be somebody he's not. His voice is still that, I call it malaria voice. Like, he has malaria. You know, that, when you have malaria, that's how you sing. Try it when you have it. I pray you don't have it. Anyway, but that's him. And the world sees he as soulful because they don't understand where he's coming from. We understand who he is, the kind of music he's doing. We understand the vibe behind it, so maybe we take it a bit casual. Yeah, it's Mr. Easy and all of that. But the thing is, the world doesn't understand that. Look at Weala. Okay? She's touring the world. Look at our two favorite friends, our ambassadors, One Love and Mensa. Touring the world. No, you're laughing, but they're touring. You understand what I mean? Because they are creating content that has an identity that the world doesn't know. I mean, if you sell me something that I know, then why do I buy it? Now, the image below is a still from one of Sarkoji's new music videos, Overdose. Directed by David Nicholsey. And honestly, I think David is a phenomenal director. No doubt. Tell him if you see him. I'm saying that because this still, just this still, you can watch the whole video. And I'm not saying this because it's Sarkoji. I'm even putting him out of the equation. I'm taking it from a director's point of view. If you look at this still, it's somebody who's thought of an image and put together imagery. Forget about the story. I'm not going to go into the story and all of that. But this is who we are, right? I mean, when there's an award ceremony and look at the red carpet, I see people wearing red dresses from designers from... I wish you were all mic'd so people would hear what you're saying. You know, people are wearing dresses from designers. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can wear whatever you want to wear. But the thing is, what's the identity? Because every design... You could wear a simple white dress with one carry at the back. I'm just saying. But what's the identity of the outfit? Who's the designer? What's the ethos of the creation? All of that. And that's what goes into content. Because then our red carpet shows... It's just like us trying to be like what we see on the Style Channel on the NE. You understand? But we need to start doing things for ourselves. And the thing is, there are great designers out there. There are great fashion designers out there who are getting popular via social media. Okay? They probably don't have the funds to be able to build, like, say, a shop on our flagship streets. Where's our flagship street? It used to be Oxford Street. Now it's not. Where is it? Oxford. Lagos Avenue. Now it's Banks. Where? Yeah, like imagine if a designer had like one airport square, third floor, a fashion designer, that would be great, but they don't have that. But guess what? Even though they don't have that kind of money and that kind of space, they are on your phones every day. They are on your computers. They are in your head. They are everywhere. So we need to support them, basically. I mean, like, you know? Anyway. So, I mean, let me just go on. I'm getting emotional. Okay, I'm going to play this video for you, and this taking it from the Ghanaian point of view to the African point of view. Please play the video.
Oh, the little that we singing, it's only the beginning.
The first time I saw that video, I was blown away. Not because I can't do it, or not because I haven't done something similar, but I mean, for once, it had artists from all over Africa. It had imagery shot in Accra. I was just a Ghanaian. And I loved it. I loved it. See, there was no Mercedes-Benz and there was no Bentley. There was no girl in a swimsuit holding some drink we can't afford. You understand? There was nothing in there that was not us. It's us. The fire, the energy, the dance, the locations, the lighthouse in the background, the boats from the sea coming back onto shore with the people in it, the Ghana flag, the lone wooden chair that we used to sit on in GSS, alone in the forest, the face painting. The girl was wearing whatever, but she still had on the face paint. She had on the ragged, she was holding a ragged doll. All of that. Now that's imagery that appealed to me as an African. And for once I was like, so why can't we just do this? And we end up creating content that doesn't even match up to theirs. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a Bentley, can you afford the Bentley that DJ Khaled can afford? No, you can't. Obviously not. No, you know, he's the best. You can't afford it. And when you watch their music videos, or their films, the setting. I mean, like, you see New York cops with guns and they're walking around and they're eating donuts and they're drinking coffee. That's not us. No. You understand what I mean? But the thing is, so when we put together a film, and for once they see what the African cop goes through. No, I mean, like, no, wait. What an African cop is supposed to go through. There was a policeman there. Anyway. So. I think it was fine. Anyway. So. If we put out a movie that they see how the African scenario is, what kind of food we eat, all of that. For once, they'll get interested. I mean, because they don't know about it. And then we tell them our story. What is our story? Do you understand? I mean, there are people in London who are creating great music, but then you're listening to the song and somebody says to you and you're like, chi, you identify with it. And the person on the other side doesn't know what chi is and wants, what is that? It creates a sense of curiosity which ends up on our doorstep, and then it helps what? Our tourism, what, name them, education, all of that. The foreignest. Get my drift? And the thing is, we can push all of this through what? Social media. Now we don't need to go and buy space on CNN to tell the world that this is who we are. No. We can't afford the space, $45,000. No. Forget about all of that. There's social media, because that CNN can follow you on Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter. On Twitter, you are the same. See, Twitter is a beautiful place. See, you can make it or break it on Twitter. I remember some time ago, I sent out a tweet and some guy tweeted back at me. Hey. He went hard. And I was going to... Actually, I replied. And then my good friend here was like, hey, delete the tweet. Obese, what's up? So I deleted the tweet. I'm like, wow, I was getting emotional. He's like, delete the tweet. Because on Twitter, everybody is the same. CNN. Trump. Me. No, think about it. Everybody's the same on Twitter, because then if you're Kanye, whoever, everybody's the same on Twitter. And that's the power of social media. Maybe we're underestimating it. I have a friend who, on one of his evening sprees, was drinking with his friends and saw a can of something. that was, had been wrapped in a Red Bull, an energy drink thing. And he took a phone and did a very passionate video. He's a poet, so you can just imagine. He went all passionate on the video, and this drink is bad. You know, he went very passionate and this and that, this country, blah, 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 blah. And he put the video on Facebook. We play football on Sundays. It was Sunday evening. I think Monday we woke up and this guy was like the most popular person in Ghana. I'm like, ah, it's him. Like, yo. You know, but that's just because he addressed an issue and he put it on social media. And then apparently FDA came in and they summoned the company and there were restrictions and plenty things. Now that's the power of social media, and we underestimate it, because then the thing is, he created his content for what do you call it? What course?
Social media for good.
Pardon?
Social media for good.
Social media for good, hashtag him. Yes. he created something and it changed a situation. We underestimate ourselves sometimes. Now the thing is, I saw this picture of Beyonce wearing our thing. And I realized that the world wants it. They want it. Like, it's like we have it and we are sitting on it and we are yeah. The world wants our content. That's the thing. If we don't want it, they want it. Because they've recycled their content for centuries. They've done it and done it and done it and done it. They want it. And we are sitting on it. It's like a gold mine. Do we want them to come and take it? Then 100 years later, we'll say that they've done it before. So that's the thing. Let's package our content and let's take it out to the world. I mean, once in a while, somebody will say, oh, and Swizz Beatz was dancing to Mr. Easy's song, or somebody was doing this, and we see it and we're happy. But that's content. We need to push our content out there. Okay. I'm going to talk to you about discovery. I believe that content, if you put out content, people should actually feel your journey of discovery. I can't pick this design and place it on my page and people will feel like they have discovered something. They've seen it already. They know it already. But you as a content creator, whatever medium you choose, blog, images, memes, videos, whatever, sound, music, whatever you choose, people should be able to feel your journey of discovery. Now, there's a video I shot about a year and a half ago. Please go back for me. Yeah, thank you. And it was a video for a group called Dark Suburb. Now, when I heard the song was very, very rocky, but it had this very African or Ghanaian thing to it. So I was thinking of what to create for the video. We spoke a lot of times, and there was a storyline that we developed. Now, it was a great journey for me, because I was looking at creating this 4 or 3 minute video for the world, but I had to go back and learn. And that's how come I was able to create that video for the world. Basically, it's a story about a man and a wife. The wife is deaf, but you don't see that in the beginning of the video. So the man goes out and apparently he's lost his job and he's lying to his wife. So he steps out every single day in shirt and tie, what we use to cliche successful. And then he goes to work menial jobs. He cleans the floor. He drives a cab at night. Sometimes he will sneak out at night. Stuff like that. And then he'll come back and the wife is happy, smile with her, all of that. It's not like they were making millions of CDs. No, they were still trying to make ends meet. Okay, so the wife can't work. The wife stays at home. Now, one day he leaves his bag, and the wife discovers that he's apparently unemployed. So what she thought he was not what he is. And there was an argument. Guess what? The lady can't speak. And I said there was an argument. So how did they argue? So the thing is, so when we're writing the story, we're excited. Yeah, so she'll find the back and then they'll argue. And we'll finish the story, we're like, ah, wait. How are they going to argue? Like, and for me, that's when the idea, so I was like, that's it. That's the idea. Because then for once, I started thinking like I could not speak and I could not hear. And that was an experience. So I had to get somebody to come and teach us sign language in the office. So I wrote my script. He will say this, he will say that. And then I got my actors in. So the male is here, female is here. And I revved them out. They're angry. I'm like, okay, now argue. And then when they say the thing, then this guy will say, no, it's like this. Then he'll point it out. Then they learn their argument in sign language. So when you watch this video, people were like, no, it was actual sign language. I actually had to learn it, all the spell my name and all of that. I learned all of that. And for me, that was a journey. And for everybody who worked on that project and the actors. So some way, somehow, I don't know, I can't give you the matrix or the analytics for that. But when you watch the video, you can sense, I don't know how to say it, but maybe I'm being emotional. But there's a certain sense of attachment, or you understand their story more because you learn something. You understand? So for me, I think that content, as a content developer, you need to be able to take the journey. You can't take them to a place that you haven't been to. So that's something you should think about. Even with music, you need to understand the kind of music you're doing. Not because some Ghanaian dropped that beat, you take the same beat, then you do your own cover and you expect to hit. No, it ain't gonna work. Maslerion. It's a much Christmas view. So, I mean, your content should teach something or lead to discovery. Curiosity drives us. We want to learn. Everybody wants to learn. That's why this place is packed. Come to listen to me. Put in work, discover, and deliver to your audience. I mean, I believe that's your moral obligation as a content creator. And because you have a phone, you are a content creator. Okay. The next thing is unbox the medium. Now, this one is more like, I'm not going to show you, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm just going to sort of like lead you there. So, okay, you remember when Instagram, it wasn't Instagram, it's just somebody's idea of putting 9 images to create a square, and so like all your images on the Instagram page tell one big story, but they come in parts. You remember that? The first time I saw that, it was so cool. But the thing is, how come I didn't think about it? How come you didn't think about it? Unless, of course, the person who created that first is in this room. Yeah. So, how come we didn't think about it? Because somewhere, we're always waiting for someone to pick the medium, unbox it, and then we dive in and start enjoying it. But the mediums, the social media mediums we have, have so much potential and so many. Now, Instagram launched at the carousel where you can flip a number of images. The first time I saw it being used was by a lady. And guess what she did? Instead of doing the split with the one with my leg here, one with my leg here, one looking down, one looking up, one this and this, all she had done was, instead of stitching them together in one collage, she just gave us all the images like that. And I was thinking, so is that the best way you can use this? Then I saw another person create a long image, a long story, and you flip through this. So it's like you have a billboard and you're just pulling it through a little, you know, frame. And that was nice. I've seen another one where the images are connected. And that was lovely. I've seen a YouTube, and nobody has actually done this. I saw somebody do something like that. But YouTube, we always put up videos on YouTube. And at the end of a video, it would say, click here and watch the next video. But guess what? There's this boy who went to visit this girl. And he dressed up, he left his house, drove, and went to the girl's house. And when he got to the girl's house, there was a front door and there was a back door. So he decided, should I take the front door or the back door? And whilst he was deciding, and that's the video you're watching, the video ends. And the suggested videos are, you want him to go to the front door or go to the back door? And then you click the back door. And then another video loads. And then you go and you enter the back door and you're going. And then he gets into the room. And then maybe there's somebody there with a girlfriend with acid. No, I mean, maybe there's... maybe he's there with the father... having dinner, so you are there and you are, sorry, I couldn't knock, and you're fumbling. And then you get there and the father gets up and the video ends and it goes like, does the father beat you or the father to beat you or not beat you? I want him to beat me, and you click that. Now think about that. That's like, it could be like 144 videos on one YouTube channel. It's just a story that you can enjoy. Now that's what I mean by unboxing the medium. It's something I want to do. Nobody should do it first. But I'm sharing it. That's the thing. So the thing is, we need to be able to unbox whatever mediums we are using. Then people will love our stories. So with all these things, I mean, the story is set in Africa, and you've chosen the right audience, all of that, you unbox the medium, then you get to the point where people get to say, now, that's content I love. I hear I have 1 minute more. So I'm done. Thank you very much.
No.
I'm done. I'm actually done. Oh, no, sure. I'm actually... Okay, wait. Last slide.
Oh.
Yes. I'm done. Thank you very much.